أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. And the earth will be shaken to its depths, and the earth will throw out all its burdens, and man will cry distressed, what has happened to it? On that day will it declare all its information, for its Rabb has commanded it. On that day mankind will appear sorted out in groups for their actions to be shown to them. Then the one who has done the measure of an atom of good will see it, and the one that has done the measure of an atom of evil will see it. This is after the trumpet is blown, and the earth will be shaken to its very depths, and whatever was within the bowels of the earth will be thrown out. Human bodies, minerals, gold, etc. Everything will be thrown out, and it will be a shock to mankind that the earth will declare all its information, whatever was being concealed, the thoughts, the fantasies, the malice, the good and the bad that was within the mind, all is going to be declared, all will become manifest and clear. And then man will cry distressed, what's gone wrong with it? So on that day, mankind will be divided, appear sorted out in groups according to their rankings, according to their works and deeds. They'll all be sorted out in groups. And even if it were the measure of an atom of good, one will see it, the measure of an atom of evil will be seen. And the Nabi had cautioned Aisha radiallahu anha that be careful about these minor deeds, minor wrongs, because you will be answerable for this as well. Sometimes it is that minor evil that we think to be small, insignificant, that could be the cause, the catalyst for our destruction. And sometimes the good deed that we consider to be too small could be the reason for our salvation and our prosperity. So the small wrong or small good mustn't be considered to be insignificant. It has such a great potential. A small little burning ember will not be placed in a wardrobe. We know the potential danger, though small in its size, but destruction that it can cause, potential destruction that it contains. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا. By the steeds, the horses of war that run with panting breath and strike sparks of fire and strike the attack in the early morning, raising up clouds of dust in that time, and then فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا, and penetrate within the very midst of the enemies. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Mankind is indeed ungrateful to his Rabb, and he is a witness to this, and his love for wealth is intense. Does he not know when everything that is concealed in the hearts are scattered abroad, made clear, and that which is concealed within the minds become manifest? Indeed, their Rabb is very well acquainted with them. now and that day as well, before the substantive clause or proposition, Allah Ta'ala takes an oath on Adiyati Dhabha, 5 verses, speaking about the steeds of war and how courageous they are. In the early morning, they are pushing home the attack and galloping at a speed, striking sparks of fire and raising up clouds of dust in the early morning, penetrating right into the ranks of the enemy. So all this sacrifice and this type of effort that the horse and the steeds do is just as a gesture of appreciation for what man has done for it. The little man has done for it is he's provided its fodder and some comfort. And that fodder and comfort is not his own creation, it is the creation of Allah Ta'ala. He just makes it available, he just passes it on. But for that little good that you do to this animal, and it shows so much of appreciation, so much of gratitude that it risks its life, penetrates into the enemy lines and is standing on call just to get your command. Whatever time of the night or the day you ask it to strike, and it strikes. So all this is on account of what the little good that you show to this animal. Now look within yourself, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودُ. How grateful mankind is. There isn't a favor and a comfort that you don't receive from Allah Ta'ala. Everything that you enjoy is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, whether it is apparent, whether it is concealed, whether it is mental, whether it is physical or material, everything is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So every bounty you receive is from Allah Ta'ala. And then being man, you receive the greatest of bounties, intelligence, understanding, control, reasoning. So you've got the greatest of bounties. Then compare yourself against this animal, what type of appreciation and gratitude you show. So the word that has been used to show man not being grateful is the word kanood. Kanood is the one that talks about problems and difficulties and forgets all the good and the bounties that he enjoys. Or the one that uses the favors of Allah Ta'ala in sin and wrong. So see, it's kanood. He uses the favors of Allah Ta'ala, but for wrong ends and wrong purposes are the ends of Allah, are the gifts and favors of Allah Ta'ala used. So mankind is a witness of all, to all this. And the second wrong in mankind is that his love for the world is intense. So these are two wrongs in man. One is he's very ungrateful, and number two is the love for wealth is intense. Not that we cannot have any liking for wealth, but when it becomes intense and it overwhelms you, then wealth begins to decide for you. Then Allah Ta'ala doesn't decide what is haram and what is halal, what is appropriate and what is not appropriate, what is suitable, not suitable. Allah Ta'ala will not decide. Now that intense love that you have got, that will decide that you should take this type of wealth or not, should abstain from this or not. It is not Allah Ta'ala that's going to decide. It is your inordinate and intense love for wealth that will decide for you. So we cannot say that we do not require the wealth and we don't desire for that wealth. Yes, it mustn't rule and control our lives. So an easy way to reflect is think of the day that the bodies that are concealed within the graves, all that will become manifest, all will be scattered abroad. And the things that you've been concealing, the pride, the arrogance, the wrong that you've been concealing within your minds, zamanas have passed, time has gone past, hundreds of years, and everything will become absolutely manifest before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, before you. Al-Qari'atu Mal-Qari'ah. And the stunning sound is again after the trumpet has been blown, and this stunning noise, stunning sound And what is this stunning sound all about? What will explain to you what is this stunning sound all about? The day mankind will appear like scattered moths, or lost in a disarray, overwhelmed with fear, and mountains will become like carded wool. Now they seem to be so strong, firmly fixed in their positions, like unshakable things, but on that day they will be flying around like carded wool. Then the one who finds his balance of good deeds to be heavy, then he will be in a life of satisfaction and happiness. And the one who finds his balance of good deeds to be light, then his abode will be a bottomless pit. And what will explain to you what is this all about? It is a blazing fire. So the wrong, how small it may be, and the good, how small it may be, all is going to be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. Nothing escapes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one whose balance of good deeds are weighty, and is going to be in a life of satisfaction, pleasure, enjoyment. And his enjoyment will be such that there will be no end to his enjoyment. As though his heart will be bursting with happiness, there's happiness all around. And to crown his happiness altogether, Allah Ta'ala will declare perpetual happiness for him. You can imagine now what will be the extent of your happiness, that Allah Ta'ala, your Creator and your Rabb, He is going to be declaring perpetual happiness for yourself.